this, I thought, would be a wonderful break from elective office, but also give me the opportunity to continue some public service. And I just think it's something that, as they say, is right up my alley. I'm interested in Kentucky history, always have been. I've spent probably as much time going around the state as just about anybody else in Kentucky. I've been to all 120 counties at least five times, and know Kentuckians from one end of the state to the other. And there's nothing that interests me more than Kentucky's history, its culture, and how those relate to Kentucky's present and our future. And I hope to bring some of that experience to bear in this job.
I'm not sure if we asked the average person what humanities was all about, they would know that answer. How do you address that? What are the humanities?
Well, it's always been a tough thing, but I think the best way that we can say it is that it's telling Kentucky's story. What we want to do is talk about civics, talk about history, talk about culture of Kentucky, the literature of Kentucky, and we want to spread that message through communities throughout our state, hopefully engage people more in civics and literature and all of those things. And at the end of the day, it creates better citizens, we think. It's a lot, very much about citizenship, and it's about celebrating the rich and varied history of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and we have a rich and varied history. It's telling Kentucky's story. I mean, that's the best way to put it, and Kentucky has a wonderful, very interesting story.
To what extent does the position of executive director make you an ambassador for the humanities across the state?
Well, I think it probably makes me the chief ambassador for the humanities throughout the state. And again, it's about celebrating Kentucky authors. It's about sending speakers out throughout the Commonwealth. It's about the Chautauqua program. You know, for years the Humanity Council has been the source of Chautauqua actors that go out into schools and elsewhere and make history come alive for young people throughout the state. And we think that's a wonderful service, and it adds to the richness and the fabric of the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Where does the funding for the Humanities Council come from?
Well, about half of it comes from the National Endowment for the Humanities, which was set up in 1965, and it's sort of a sister program to the National Endowment for the Arts. And those two endowments were set up in the 1960s during the Johnson administration, and they've been going ever since. And sometimes, you know, they get cut. Sometimes they get a little bit of an additional influx of funding. But that makes up for about half of the funding for the council, and the other half is made up of private donations and donations from other foundations of one sort or another. And that will be one of my jobs, is to make sure that I continue to keep this effort funded throughout the state. We have a lot of very talented Kentuckians who are involved with the Humanities Council. It's got a board of 23 prominent Kentuckians, and it's got many actors and authors who are very much involved in spreading literature and culture and history throughout the state through the auspices of the Humanities Council.
Do you have any goals of very specific projects in mind at this point as you begin your role at the Kentucky Humanities Council in July?
Well, it's a little early to have goals. I need to understand exactly where the council is and really get my feet on the ground a little bit before we start to see. But it's a collaborative effort between the director, the staff of the council, and the board. The board of directors has a lot to do with the direction of the Humanities Council. And we'll be talking about what we can do with what budgets we have and how we can continue to tell Kentucky's story throughout the Commonwealth.
Ben Chandler, anything else we need to know about the Humanities Council as you begin your term as a director?
Well, I just want to continue to promote the richness and the very special nature of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and this gives me an opportunity to do it. I'm very, very excited. We ought to bring life-enriching programs to our fellow Kentuckians throughout the state, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Ben Chandler takes over as executive director of the Kentucky Humanities Council on July 1st. There'll be an overlap with retiring executive director Virginia Carter this summer. Ben Chandler, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks so much, John. All the best.